Hello everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. And are you ready to review with us?
Hi everyone. My name is Marie. Saturdays are great, right, Peter?
They are. We get to sleep in and relax, maybe stay up late and watch a movie. I know, we can play video games.
Yeah, that's right. But this is also a time that we can review. And today is Saturday, our review time.
You are right. We can see those conversations and features again. That really helps when you're learning a language.
That's right. Reviewing our lessons again is very important, and it's fun too. Peter, what was your favorite lesson this month?
Oh, I loved learning about sofas because we got to sit on a sofa for a whole lesson. Well, friends, let's get started. Let's watch all of our lessons together.
How often do you watch movies, Alex?
I watch a lot of movies.
Good. Let's go see a movie.
Sure. What movie do you want to see?
The new Ghostbusters movie starts tonight. There's a show at 5:30.
Great. Can I invite Rob?
Of course. Let's invite the girls, too.
That's a great idea. We can all go. Oh.
Do you like roller coasters, Linda?
Yes, I do. Roller coasters are my favorite rides at amusement parks.
That's great. I am going to Adventure Park this Saturday. Do you want to come?
Sure. Thanks for inviting me, Susie.
You're welcome. Amusement parks are more fun with more friends.
Right. I can't wait.
Are you a baseball fan, Ben?
Yes, I love baseball.
What's your favorite team?
I like the Lenox College Lions. They have a great coach.
I have an extra ticket to their game this Saturday. Do you want to go?
Really? I'd love to go.
Great. The game is in the afternoon.
Do you like musicals, Susie?
Sure. Musicals are fun to watch. Why do you ask?
I saw an advertisement for the musical Motown the Musical in the newspaper.
Oh, I want to see that.
Then let's go together.
Sure. When is it?
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. The show is next month.
Then let's pick a day and go.
Hi, Taylor. Are you free on Saturday?
Good morning, Linda.
Yes, I'm free on Saturday. Great. I'm hosting a barbecue at my house Saturday afternoon. I'm cooking steak. Do you want to come?
I'd love to come. What can I bring?
Can you bring some drinks? I invited about 10 people.
Okay. I'll bring juice, soda, and lots of ice.
Hi, Ben. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure, Linda. How can I help you?
My church is having an activity for kids on Sunday afternoon. We need more volunteers. Can you help?
Of course. What time?
The activity starts at 3 on Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Maybe you can ask Rob and Alex, too. They like little kids.
I will. Thanks, Ben.
Hi, Taylor. What do you know about furniture?
Not much, but I like comfortable furniture. I know that.
I need a new sofa.
What is wrong with your old sofa?
It has holes in it.
Holes? How?
A dog chewed on it.
Your dog?
No,
my neighbor's dog.
Are you looking at furniture ads?
Yes. I want a new living room set.
Oh, so you want a sofa, some chairs, and a coffee table?
That's right. My furniture is really old. I need new furniture.
Well, there are 3 furniture stores in town. Go to all of them.
Good idea.
Do you have a sofa in your living room, Alex?
I have a small one, but I have big pillows on the floor. I sit on those.
Are they comfortable?
My friends and I like them. We usually sit on the floor and watch TV. But older people sit on my sofa.
That's good. Then they can be comfortable.
So, Susie, what happened to your sofa?
I was taking care of my neighbor's dog. I left the dog alone for a couple of hours and...
And the dog ruined the sofa.
Right. But I needed a new sofa anyway.
Why did you need a new sofa?
Because my old sofa was more than 10 years old.
Susie, did you buy a new sofa yet?
No, I'm still looking. I want a living room set with a nice armchair.
That's a good idea. Then everything will match.
Yes, I also want a new bookcase. I have a lot of books.
Maybe you can find furniture on sale.
I want to. A living room set can cost a lot of money.
How did you arrange your living room furniture, Alex?
Well, my sofa is along the wall. And my pillows are in the middle of the room.
Do you have armchairs?
Yes. I have 2. There is a table between them. And there is a lamp on the table. The TV is on another wall.
That sounds like a comfortable living room.
It is.
Hello, everyone. This is Ben for LTE News Report. Where are you from? Were you born where you live, or did you move there? People have always moved from country to country. But as the world's population grows, so does the number of immigrants. Today, there are about 244 million people living outside their home countries. People leave their home countries for many reasons. Some are running from danger. Others are looking for work or better lives. Here are some facts about immigration. The United Kingdom has immigrants from the most different countries. People from France have immigrated to the most different places. India has the highest number of immigrants. More than 14 million Indians have moved abroad. Some countries have more immigrants than locals. 84% of people in the United Arab Emirates are immigrants. Moving costs money. The poorest countries have the least immigrants because their people can't afford to move. Sometimes immigrants are blamed for problems in their new countries. But usually, immigrants are very important to their new countries. Many countries need immigrants to help them to grow. In some countries, local people aren't having enough babies. Other countries like Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are looking for workers with special skills. Immigrants help these countries by having children, working, and paying taxes. This has been for LTE News Report. See you next time.
Okay, everyone, now it's time for some questions. You can answer at home, but Marie here will answer them on the show.
That's right. So, what is the first review question today?
Okay, well, Taylor saw an advertisement for something. What was the ad for?
I don't know. A shoe sale?
I know that's your favorite kind of sale, but try again.
Oh, now I remember. She saw an advertisement for the musical Motown, the musical, in the newspaper.
Hey, that's right. So, our friend Susie needs a new couch. Whew. Do you know why?
Yes, I do. Because the sofa is about 10 years old. It is out of style. And, well, it's really old.
Okay, well, those are good reasons, but that's not why. Maybe try again.
Hey, that's right. Wait, the sofa has holes in it, too.
That's right. Do you remember how those holes got there?
It was too old.
No, it was because a dog actually chewed the sofa. That's not a good thing.
Oh, okay. Now I remember.
Well, friends, this is the end of our review. We're going to take a short break, and we'll see you after that. Welcome back to the show, friends. This is our review show. Well, friends, you did the right thing by joining us today. And do you know what I really like watching, Marie?
What do you like to watch, Peter?
I like watching all of the features. They are really fun.
Oh, yeah, they are fun. I like to watch our features, too. Well, let's continue by looking at those features one more time. Here we go.
こんにちは。私の名前はジャックです。そして、これはジャックスファイル。Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's file. I'm practicing my Japanese because I'm taking a trip to Japan in a few weeks. Do you like to travel? I do. I enjoy visiting new countries and experiencing new cultures.It helps me to remember that the world is a very big place and there are many different types of people in it.
There are more than 190 countries in the world today. Each country has its own culture and language. People in each country eat different food, wear different clothes, have different habits, and follow different manners.When you travel, it is good to learn a little bit about the local culture and language. Then you can fit in, and you won't offend anyone by accident. For example, different cultures greet people in different ways. In the US, when you meet someone for the first time, you might shake their hand. In Japan,People often bow. In Latin America, people often greet each other with a kiss on the cheek. It is important to know these things so that you don't surprise someone by doing the wrong thing. Also, if you see a foreigner in your country, try to help them. Explain to them how you do things in your country. Then they will know the right things to do.
It isn't always easy to know the right thing to do when you are in a different country. You want to be prepared. But sometimes you might still say or do the wrong thing. In those cases, the best phrase you can learn in any language is, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Well, if you will excuse me, I need to prepare more for my trip. Matane, my friends. I'll see you next time. Bye. このカードで買います。
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about furniture. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Sophie Couch.
Hello everybody, it's so good to be here.
It is good to have you, Sophie. Sophie, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I'll try.
Great. Our question today comes from Enling Zhang of Taipei, Taiwan. Enling writes, Hi Rob, I need a couch for my living room. Can you tell me about the different types of couches I can buy? Excellent question, Enling. Sophie, can you help us?
Sure. Alright, now couches are a common living room furniture.
That's right. Couches are pieces of furniture that seat two or three people.
Yes, a couch that seats only two people is called a love seat.
And one that seats three people is just called a couch?
That's right.
What about a couch that can sit more than three or more people?
Well, some people call these bigger couches sofas. Sofas can be very long. Sometimes eight or nine people can sit on a sofa.
I have a sofa in my living room, but only about four people can sit on it. And my parents have a special kind of sofa. It pulls out into a bed.
Yes, we call those sofa beds. They are convenient when guests come to visit.
That's true. Well, thanks for your help, Sophie. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
All right, class, listen. It's time for Jimmy to give his speech. Let's all listen to him, and please clap for him. Come on, Jimmy.
Thank you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen,
I am very happy to speak with you today. I want to share with you about something very important to me. Actually, it's important to all of us. It's something that we use every day, and we need it. What am I talking about? No, it is not food. No, it is not water either. I'm talking about Facebook. Yes, every day we use Facebook. In fact, throughout history, in the past, 300 years ago, everyone has...
People have always used Facebook!
People have always used Facebook! Thank you, Super Sentence Man!
What,
No problem, Jimmy. I just gave you a super sentence. People have always done something. Now, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Super Sentence Man, Jimmy is in the middle of a speech, and he said something wrong.
No. No, he did not say something wrong. He said a super sentence, and you should be proud of him.
Jimmy? Yes, sir. Here's another one. People have always watched videos on YouTube.
People have always watched videos on YouTube.
No. That's wrong, Jimmy. That's wrong.
No. That, dear teacher, was a super sentence. Why don't you both say it with me?
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Okay, maybe you said a super sentence, Jimmy, but you need to rewrite your speech.
What? Why?
Well, you need to read more about history. People have not always had Facebook. People have not always had YouTube. Facebook and YouTube are only 15 years old. I'm giving you a 50 on your speech. You're going to have to do it again.
Wait. Jimmy, people have always found ways to talk to each other. Go with that idea.
Okay. People have always found ways to talk to each other, and Facebook is one of those ways.
Okay, that is much better, Jimmy. You can continue with your speech.
Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and features one more time? We know that listening to them and seeing them again is very important.
Yes. And you can come back every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun. So make sure to join us on Monday for a new lesson, because we have more lessons for you.
That's right. So friends, we'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.